Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight, God has allowed us once again to come on KASK radio station to present nothing but the truth. Tonight, we just declare and decree that God is such a good God. We have some people that's coming on with us, but right now, I want to have just a one thing to say. We live in a time where we have to make a move, and the move is toward what God has said through His Son, Jesus Christ. And the more we receive His Son, Jesus Christ, the more we glorify God the Father. Now, tonight we have a veteran soldier who's coming on tonight. And he's talking about a voice in the wilderness. He has a word he wants to speak to us. And so I want you to take time and hear what God is using him to say. Now, he's going to talk some things that are not, it's some things that are positive. He's going to say some things that a lot of people don't agree with. And I always say to everybody on the program, we're not going to curse, we're not going to fuss against somebody, we're going to pray one for another. Because we who are Christians have to understand, we're living in a time where the Bible has told us that we've got to say. So having said that, I now bring up to us our own beloved, I call him Brother Charles Seymour. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right.
Well, good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Charles Sims. I will say it again. Like I said, I'm proud of it. I'm from a small town in Mississippi. God took a man that was raised in the backwoods of Mississippi in Alabama, and I've seen a lot of the world. I've seen most of the United States and one or two foreign countries because of what God did for me. Proud of it. I keep saying it, and I think people get mad when I say it. A man said it the other day. Who in the heck want to be from Mississippi? I said, I do. I said, I heard you Texans talk about Mississippi a whole lot since I've been here. I said, but guess what? I never had a gun pulled on me in Mississippi. I done had several of them pulled on me out here for just asking for direction. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But like I'm going to say it again, I'm proud to be from Mississippi. I'm proud to be black, and I'm more proud to be a child of God. So let's get this started. God gave me this one. I'm going to try to give to you tonight. He gave it to me last week to talk on. It was about the temptation to cry. All men is tempted. Christ was tempted above what most men could bear. Because if you look in the Bible, most of the men that was tempted, they failed. Bible said Christ didn't fail. So who would I like to be like? I tell everybody, I got a passion for King David because I'm more like King David and Peter than any other people in the Bible. But every day I wake my eyes up, I strive. I'm like Paul. I try to take another step up towards being a Christian to be worthy of being called a Christian. Paul said you're a Christian when you cross over into glory. So I'm taking my steps towards Christianity. Towards being a Christian. I believe in the Christian denomination. But I'm not yet a Christian, according to Paul. Paul said we are Christians when we cross over into glory. So anyway, let's get this started. I'm going to read first from the third chapter of Matthew. But my bulk of my sermon is going to come from message tonight. It's going to come from the fourth chapter of Matthew. But I felt this needs to be read first, third chapter, part of 16th through the 17th verse. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I'm going to stop here. This is the only place in the Bible where all three were present on earth at the same time. The heavens opened up to Jesus. That's the only man I know that they opened up to was him. Then the dove descended, the Spirit descended like a dove. John saw the Spirit descend on Jesus and like a dove. In the shape of a dove, like a dove is peaceful, and tranquil. So that's why he described him as a dove. It was a peaceful feeling around when the Spirit descended upon him. And then God spoke, "This is my beloved Son." The Father spoke, "In whom I am well pleased." Then the fourth chapter began like this. Here, this is where the temptation starts. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But Jesus turned around and answered him with scripture. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Satan was he was angry. So he came back at him again in the second verse, the fifth verse. Then the devil taken him up into the holy city and set it to him on a pinnacle of the temple. Josephus, I think it was, that wrote that said, "From where Jesus set the highest point to the ground below in the valley, it was 700 feet. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus turned right back around with the word again, the word of God. Jesus said it to him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Jesus let him know, even though I'm in the fleshly form, I'm still God. I'm God manifest in the flesh. So you shall not tempt me. You shouldn't tempt me. You can't tempt me. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, now listen to how foolish Satan is, and said unto him, "All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." I'm laughing. I'll explain it in a minute. Then said Jesus to him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship, serve." Then the devil with that, the Bible says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. That's one of the shortest, most powerful verses you can read in the Bible, the temptation. It's on the four men that tempted, that fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Moses. You can go to Deuteronomy, 9th and 9th, the 9th chapter, 9th verse, 18th, 25th chapter, 9th, let me get this right, 9th chapter of Deuteronomy, 9th, verse 18, verse 25th verse, and the 10th chapter in the 10th verse will tell you about him fasting. Joshua was the next one to do it according to the Bible. Exodus the 24th, the 13th through the 18th, the 32nd through the 5th, the 32nd chapter through the 15th through the 17th verse will tell you about Joshua. Elijah, 1 Kings, 19th chapter, 7 through the 18th verse. It'll take a while. It'll take the whole show to go back and reference all of these. So I'm giving a chapter and a verse where you can do it yourself if you want to. Try me to see if I'm teaching you the truth. And then there was Jesus. But were none of them tempted after their fast like Jesus? And the reason Jesus, and I'm going back and try to expound on these a little bit, the reason Jesus didn't turn the stone to bread, if he was God, he could. He was the word of God manifest in the flesh. He was the one that called everything into existence. If you can call the world and the universe, the seen and unseen out of nothing, I'm sure he could have turned those stones into bread. But he didn't come here. Didn't come here to use his power for a selfish reason. That would have been selfish. And he would have lost the battle. The battle would have been lost if he'd have done that. That's why he said what he said. He wanted to use his power to glorify himself for selfish reasons. He was sent here to glorify God, not himself. I hope somebody out here can understand what I'm trying to say tonight and do tonight.
Amen.
And then Jesus said unto them, when he came again at him, and he took him up to the pinnacle and everything about the tempting, he got Adam, Eve, to take a bite of the forbidden fruit. He was tempted.
Mm-hmm.
And he failed. He hadn't fasted. He wasn't hungry. He wasn't thirsty. He had all the fruits around him. He wanted to eat the grains and the nuts. He had all the water he wanted to drink. But yet, being the first Adam, the first man, he fell weak. Jesus is called by all scholars the second Adam, a new beginning, a new man. He came to show us a more excellent way. If you believe in God and trust in God, all things are possible. Even though he had fasted those 40 days and 40 nights, he still knew if he trusted in God, everything was going to be all right. He didn't have to turn the stones into bread. God was going to be his substitute. And when he took him up to the high place and told him to throw himself off, he was coming from the Psalms when he did that. I forget which psalm it said, but I done read it. But he twisted it a little bit. See, he can't change God's word, Lucifer can't, to say that the devil can't, but he can twist it like he did with Adam in the garden. He twisted it with Adam. Oh, no, when he told Eve, you won't die. No, you won't die. Your eyes will become open, and you'll be like God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she took a bite, and her eyes became open. So she convinced Adam to take a bite. And his eyes became open, and they went from a pure spiritual plane. They lived on a spiritual realm, in a spiritual realm on a spiritual plane. But when they both took a bite of the forbidden fruit, they realized they were naked. And when God came to talk to them that day, what were they doing? Hiding. Because Satan twisted the word of God and it convinced them to do what they did. But Jesus being God in the spirit, manifested in the flesh, knew better. He had twisted the word there. But Jesus said, it's the same old trick he got Adam with, the first Adam, and he won't get me the second Adam. Then the last thing he did was try to give. Now, this is why I was laughing. He's going to give God something, Jesus something that's already he, the word. See, God's in charge. But Lucifer's running things, so he gave him that power. But trust me, God's still in charge. You know.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad things seem they are, see, he's not running things. We have that free will. He gave us that free will to choose to do what we want to do. And that's why we're in the condition that we are. That's what's wrong with Adam and Eve, that free will he gave us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the problem. It seems like the raping and all the murdering and the drugs and all the killing that goes on and the division of mankind. But God, according to the book of Isaiah, God sits high. He says his throne is above the highest heaven. And that old saying, black folks, is true to say it even to this day. God sits high and he looks low. And he sees everything. That's why he can be all places at all times and see everything because he's sitting so high. And he sees us, what we do. He sees inside of us, what we need. He's the only only being that can do that because he created us. That's why I was laughing. He's trying to give us something, the 24th Psalm. I hope I can quote it right. It says, the earth and the fullness thereof in the Lord's. The world, listen to this, and the world and they that dwell therein is already healed.
Amen.
He was trying to give him something that was already healed. And that shows you how foolish he is.
Yeah.
He's foolish. How can you tempt your creator? How can you tempt the one to call you into existence? The word. Jesus is the word manifested in the flesh. He called everything into existence that we see and don't see. He did it. And here come one of his creations trying to tempt the creator with something that's already here. We don't know when I hear these pastors saying there's other ways to get God besides Jesus. We don't know the warrior we have standing in for us, that door we have. The most blessed door in the world is Jesus. Because he's the way to get, you got to go through him to get to God. You have to. There's no other way. I done heard some of the biggest names in the world that call themselves Christian pastors repeat that garbage that Joel Osteen repeated on TV. And if you listen to them, they are the ones that call everything into existence. They can set themselves, the Bible says, it is in the Bible, they set themselves up as the gods of this world. And they live like God. And they got people under them that's living in poverty.
That's
living in poverty, suffering. But they got mansions around the world, several mansions in America, several places around the world they own. They got every mode of transportation, the top cars that women can buy. They got little jets that people done bought them. And then they go tell them, I know two, and I won't call no names. Two of them say, God said it's time for me to get a second jet. The woman is not good enough. I need two. A black guy says that, and a white guy says that. God told him it's time for a second Learjet. And guess what? Them dumb sheep, and that's what a sheep is. A sheep, we sheep, is the dumbest animals in the world. We the most meekest, but we are the dumbest animals in the world. And we are most of the two that asked for them two just got them. Got them. Them prosperity preachers teaching the more you give, the more you'll be blessed. And some people are taking it, you heard me say before, their light bills and car notes and house notes are given to them. And they out on the streets don't have a car, lights turned out, and no place to stay.
Okay,
and
come
I
on
keep
now.
Telling anybody, what about the widows of mites? A mite is less than a penny. What about her?
Okay.
What about her? She gave everything she had to give from a free heart, a willing heart, a trusting heart, a loving heart.
Yes.
That's what counts. Not the more you give, it's how you give.
That's right.
So I'm saying tonight, the temptation. We tempted by Lucifer uses man. He got demons under his control. He got angels, fallen angels under his control. And most of the preachers in the pulpit is under his control. And I'm going to say it to the day I die, and God knows God gave this to me. More than 87% of the people in the pulpit that's representing him is not called or chosen men of God. You can tell by the mess that's coming out their mouths to their congregation. You can tell it.
Okay.
You can tell it.
Okay. All right.
They're
then.
Not called of God. See, there's two Jesus. I keep preaching. That's why I come out of this tonight. But I can say this again. There's two Jesus. We forget Lucifer. His name truly means the light bearer, the bringer of light. Knowledge. Mm-hmm. Light represents knowledge. Instead of truthful knowledge and good knowledge, he brings evil knowledge and bad knowledge to mankind.
Okay.
That's what he do. That's his job. He was once for millions upon millions of years in the glory of God, bathing his glory every day for millions of years.
Okay.
Even God cast him out, and he took a third of the heavenly host with him. He was cast into outer darkness away from that glory.
Mm.
Now, having been there himself, he know how it feels to be bathed in that glory.
Okay.
So his job is, I read in a book one time that God said, he told God, if you just give me respite, I'd attack them from the front, the right, the front, the back, the left, and the right, from all sides.
Okay.
And that's what he did. God gave him rest, and he's doing his job. See, we hate Lucifer, but Lucifer was doing what he's supposed to do, separating us, taking us away from God, from the glory, until what seems like glory, but it's a false glory, like the tares and the wheat. Tares are just like the wheat until they get grown. The difference you can tell them when they full grown, a wheat by his head is a mission. A tare stands strong and straight. Tall and straight. That's the difference. Let them grow together. God said it. Jesus said it. In time, in harvest time, we'll be separated. They separate themselves. The true Christians and a fake Christian, those that call themselves Christians, you can tell the difference. I can't know about nobody else, but I can. A true called man of God, a woman of God, see, there's a lot of people teaching, I'm going on this here too, and this is what irks me. You find me in the Bible where the Bible says a woman can't preach. Add it to me and show it to me. And like I tell everybody, I'm a pretty good country scholar. Pretty good country scholar.
Okay.
I done studied all the great theologians, what they call great Christian theologians. I done studied most of them's work intensely. I've been to theology school. But God told me to get up and move from there. They go taint you with what they said, not what I said. I done taught you so far, and I continue to teach you. Leave. And I was a star student, not bragging, but I was. And I obeyed God, and I left. And I continue to let God teach me. I continue to let him teach me. And I see God when I hear a Christian. The other day we was at Brother Hunter's house, and the man that gave the message that day, my spirit immediately agreed with. Even it didn't agree before he started talking. When he started talking, my spirit immediately agreed with it. He was telling the truth.
Brother Coleman,
that's a Christian. Christians identify Christians. We ain't got to walk holy, look holy with a certain look, dress holy. We just be what we are. And another Christian can tell a Christian. Now, having saying that, tempted. We all going to be tempted. I've been tempted so many times in my life, and I have to tell the truth about it. Because I want to be Christ-like. I want my shot at glory. I want to get to glory. I have felt weak like Adam. But like I tell everybody, every time I catch myself out there doing what I'm not supposed to do, every time I read that, eat the slop out the trough, I just pulled in there for the peas. Every time I catch myself doing that, I say, in my father's house. In my father's house. I go back and ask for forgiveness. And every time I start that journey back towards him, like the parable in the Bible about the son, God comes running out to meet me. He don't let me make the journey back to him all the way by myself. He comes out to meet me and says, welcome home, my son. It's a daily battle with evil, and evil is real. They teaching that the devil is not real. He's a thought. My Bible tells me he was a created being, an eternal being. He's real. That's why I left the Methodist organization. They start teaching it to me. He's not real. So I left him. The devil is real. Trust me. 4/5 of mankind gonna find out because the doctor Jesus stepping in. Everything will be lost at the end. He's going to step in and say he one fifth of us, and that one fifth could be a number that no man can number. But four fifths of mankind going to be lost, and then you're going to see that old stammering country boy from Mississippi tried to tell you Lucifer is real. So you're going to wake up, raise your eyes up, and hear like diabetes. And here's the funny thing about it, that one that got you out there to do all those things that he against God, that he taught against God, and you did it. According to my scripture that I read, the word of God, the devil, Lucifer, the devil, Satan, the old dragon, whatever you want to call him, and hell, is going to be cast into the lake of fire. They're to burn forever and forever. Now, who's you were to follow? Jesus, the word of God, the Son of God, or Lucifer? It's been other men much greater than me and cried out, preach the message that I'm preaching right now. It falls on their seals, most of them. If there are other people on the line besides these sisters I know that's Christians tonight, listening, some of them laughing at me. But in the end, this old saying, who laughs the loudest is not the one that laughs. All us real Christians, and you know what, I'm not going to laugh at you. I'm going to mourn for you because you had the same opportunity, the same chance that all us that's in heaven, in paradise with Jesus had. You had the same opportunity. I'm going to mourn for you, but then I'm going to stop mourning and enjoy my reward. Anyway, I turn it back over to the preacher, man. I'm done with it. Does anybody got anything to say? This is the time. We have plenty of time left.
We got the time left. And so one of the things I want to do is I want to thank this the soldier man to come on the line and say what God is doing for him. But I also have a young lady I would like for everybody to talk to. Some of us know her. She has an opportunity to say a word. I'm going to put her on the line right quick. Mother Bobby? Mother Bobby, are you there? Mother Bobby? Are you there?
Yes, sir. Bobby? I'm here. Yes,
all
sir.
Right, well, it's your opportunity to say something tonight. But God has blessed you with and hearing what the man had to say.
First, we thank God for being able to be on tonight, but I have a little one here that's resting, and I praise God for the message I heard tonight. Listen to the word of God. He's saying tonight you have a choice. You have a choice to choose the righteous, or you can choose the wrong. There's two spirits. One is of the devil and the other one is of God. Not choose the following the Christ. Be Christ-like, follow him. He gave his life for each and every one of us. He gave his life for you too, just like he did for all of us. He went to the cross for you just like he did for all of us. You're not in charge of your own life. Because you were bought with a price back on Calvary. Amen? You were bought, paid for in full. Something you can buy on credit. We didn't get this on credit. He bought this. He paid full price for us.
Amen.
Then he came back and gave us something. He left us with the Holy Spirit. And it will teach you. Not only just leave you hanging, but it'll teach you the life that you should live the righteous way instead of living for the enemy. So no greater love than he has because he laid down his life for you and I. God bless you. We love you. And thank God for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mother Bobby.
Keep going, man of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Mother Bobby. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, one thing I will say I'm gonna go to the line. I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna open the lines up. Anybody wanna say something? You have the right to say something. Open the lines up right now. Amen. But I wanna let you know, this man of God brought the word to us tonight, to the he knows. Now, sometimes things slip and move forward, but God is still, what I always say, the more we love God, the more God loves us. So the line's open. Anybody got something to say? The line's open. The line's open.
Yes, I would love to. I mean, that was such a encouraging message, such a beautiful message. It's just, you know, it's so profound when someone is giving you the true word of God. I heard him speak on that, the true word of God. And when he was speaking about Matthew, I believe he was in the book of Matthew. When I read it, it was in the book of Matthew. When he was reading the word, man shall not live by bread alone. And then he said the devil took God up to the, Jesus up to the holy city and set him on the highest pinnacle. And I was looking at that and I was like, wow, isn't that something? But how did he take him up there? Because he didn't walk him up there. They went in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They went
Hallelujah.
In the spirit. Hallelujah. And so when he took him up there, but Jesus let him know, you can take me to the highest pinnacle, but there's nothing you can do. I'm going to allow you to take me up there. I'm going to allow you to take me as high as you can take me. But guess who's going to follow you? Because I'm not going anywhere. And that's why he allowed him. Man, that is such a wonderful man. I tell you, when I was looking at that, I was just, and when he got to talking about the dove, a dove is delicate. Ooh, hallelujah. A dove is a person who advocates peacefully. You know?
Amen.
And that's a dove. Amen? And when I began to meditate and look at the scriptures that you was giving and you was reading out, it took me to Matthew 27. And when I went to Matthew 27, I began to read at the 27 chapter and 52nd verse, and it says, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints." Which I started, you can read the whole thing. It said, many bodies of the saints were asleep in their robes and came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city. That's where Jesus was, huh? When Satan tried to tempt him. And he said, and appeared unto many. They went into the holy city. Well, Jesus was and appeared unto many. You know, this word is so powerful. I tell you, I'm so grateful for you, man of God, because you open up a lot of doors. When I began to read and listen to you recite the word, bring that word out so we can understand it, it just made me want more. And I just began to look for it, you know, like a treasure. And I was like, wow, this is really powerful. What he's given us tonight, and you began to open up our eyes and understanding, and it made us hunger for more. At least it did me. And I began to get in the, as you was reading and talking, I was listening to you, and all the things you were saying, it just went in my spirit. I said, wow. So I began to search out more. That's a beautiful message, man of God. Keep up the good work. I love the truth. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Amen. Anybody else on the line? Amen. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Sister Pat. I just wanted to give the man of God thanks for that powerful message. I mean, that was a powerful message. I had got on the line kind of late, but just the little part that I heard, it was really powerful and uplifting. I just love that word, and I just thank God for using you in a mighty way, and the way you demonstrate and illustrate the word. I mean, it's like so plain, and I really, really appreciate that word, man of God. Keep up the good work. Thank God for Jesus, that God is using you in a mighty way. Don't turn back because, I mean, move forward. Don't let Satan try to distract you in no way, because you know the God that we serve is an awesome God. So keep
Amen.
Up the good work, man of God.
Amen.
And I just thank God for you and that message. Amen.
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 God bless. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Listen to the word. Hear the word of God. You don't believe it, pick up the Bible and read it.
Amen.
You may not understand it, but ask the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart, to change your ways and your thoughts. He's waiting on you while it is today. Come on home. Tomorrow may be too late. Tonight may be too late. You may wake up and not wake up in the morning.
Amen.
You go to bed and take your nap or take your rest. You don't know you're going to get up in the morning. But I've been guilty of telling someone that I'll see you in the morning, not knowing when I lie down with all of my mess, not speaking to God and asking him to forgive me, all my brothers and my sisters. But you know where we on our way to hell with no God on our side. So turn, come back to Christ, because that's how much he loves you, and
Amen.
That's how much he loves us. And this is how much he cares, because he sent his word to heal them all. Not some, but all.
Oh.
Amen. But when you
Amen.
Know better, what you do? You do better.
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, the lines are open. The lines are open. The lines are open. As we speak to the nation, a voice crying in the wilderness. Anybody else? I want to say this while we're on the line together. Here is a man who's a veteran, going through some changes, needs some things done, but it was not about what I thought or he thought, is what the Holy Spirit thought when we met each other. I didn't know him, but God knew him and God knew me. As I was sitting there at the veterans and they began to sit down, I began to hear what God was saying through him. And so I began to talk to him. He began to tell me some things, and the rest of it is history. And God is using every one of us. We got somebody that's going to be coming to prison and talking about the prisons. Somebody going to the hospital and going to be talking about them. And I want you to know one thing. We soldiers are not afraid of the enemy. We know his destination is called hell. This last place is called hell. One thing I will say tonight while we're on here together, you know this God we serve is an awesome God. That lady that spoke to us earlier, Mother Bobby, is 80 plus and got a sound mind. I got to understand. There's some other
Amen.
Women, some other women, and they have a strong constitution about the word of God. And they'll go
Amen.
Where God tells them to go, and they'll do what God tells them to do. So when we take notice, as he and I were talking about the thing that's going on in America, we got something that's going around America. We have the right to shut it down. It's called something that's come somewhere. And I say it like this here. The enemy is doing everything he can to let America come down to zero. But I tell you, on both sides of the hand, you got to pray. You got to believe God. You got to speak to God. You got to talk to God through his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And so there's a young man also. I don't know if he's going to know what it's or not. But his name is Gregory. God let that man celebrate 18 years And I raised a question. I'm not going to take up too much time, but I raised a question, the 18 and 12. If you understand that you take 18 and 12 to get to 30, Jesus' ministry started, and after 30 years, but for 12 years, he was walked and was taught by his mother, by his father, Bar Mitzvah, as a man, taught a man thing, not a woman thing, a man thing. And as a result of that, after that, they couldn't find him for 18 years because he went from all over this world putting the word out there. Somebody said, how is that possible? I said, by surety, would you believe it? Well, I don't know. I said, by surety, would you believe it? Sometimes believability is not ostracizing. Believability is saying, yes, Lord, I do believe. And I know this much. But I'm going back to this young man. When he said he had searched 18 years, he went because he'd been somewhere. And I said, oh, my God. It moved me like never before, like this brother, Charles. It moved me. So what am I trying to do? I'm not trying to push anybody out the way. I'm trying to push him up. 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 Why do we want to push each other up? Because the higher we go, the more we can see the glory of God.
Amen.
Anybody else got something more to say? Anybody else on the line? Anybody?
Amen. I just truly, truly enjoyed the message. It was truly, truly a blessing. You know, anytime you speak in the Word of God and believe in the Word of God, it's just a blessing. And for God's saints to come together and touch and agree, it's a blessing. It's just truly a blessing. So I enjoyed the message. You just keep going forward. We're all going to keep going forward in Jesus' name. Because we all need something from him. Everybody
Amen.
May not need the same thing, but all of us need something from him. Every one
Amen.
Of us. And we're in agreement
Amen.
Tonight saying, Lord, give us our daily bread. Whatever we need tonight, give it to us. Give it to
yes.
us. You know, because we know you know what we need before we even ask. So we thank God for
Amen.
Filling us. Amen. Because all of us need to be filled with something, you know,
Amen.
On a daily basis. I don't care if it's the fruit of the Spirit. We need something out of there every day. Give me something that will sustain me for today, for tonight.
Amen.
So I just
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus, you know. Thank God for participating with the saints of God tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Anybody else? Well, one thing I will say today, prior to the president getting on the set tonight, there was a big killing way up north. Because we're finding more of these people are getting killed. Is it because of a misunderstanding? Somebody want to do what they want to do. But I say it's the rise of Lucifer. And all
Amen.
Of his demons. Lucifer has sent his demons to come and terrorize America. And we fighting each other and not fighting for each other.
Okay.
And somebody has to come to a conclusion, as I'll say with love. I don't care how much you hate me, I'm still going to love you. But I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you.
Amen.
I'm going to pray for you.
Amen.
And see, the one thing we have to come to, and the reason why I told some people, somebody said, well, why are you doing this? Why are you doing it? I said, well, I asked, what are you doing? I said, what are you doing? What are you doing? They can't answer that. Because Lucifer has that tongue tied, like one of the persons said tonight. See, Lucifer, he's not worried about the people who got tied down. It's us who have the faith of God.
Amen.
He's the one he's coming after. Every time we look at our families on what is on the top, I see a lot on the line tonight. If it ain't one thing, it's another. If it's not your nephew, it's your cousin, it's your uncle, it's your aunt. But the enemy is always in pursuit of us.
He's always in pursuit of us. Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we know we got nothing but the truth. How glory.
Amen.
We got nothing. But I want to say this. I'm going to call a number here. Let me see. Number 7562. Do you have a word? Can we talk? 7562 is your last four numbers of your social security number, of your phone number.
Phone number.
Amen. 7362.
Okay, this is Sister Pat.
Hey,
everyone on the line tonight. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I was just thinking, Dr. Hunter, I had received a text message on the phone saying that coronavirus is coming to the United States. We need to get prepared because we don't know how soon it's going to be before it comes. So just get ready, just get ready. I told my daughter, I say, you know what? They say get ready. Only thing I can do is just pray. I said, because the devil is a lie.
Mm-hmm,
I say God is in control. And I say, and that's who I'm going to trust. And we're going to come together and assemble in his name tonight. And we're going to rebuke Satan and bind him and cast him into the lake of fire. Because God said that he is in control.
Amen.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we're going to come together and we're going to bind Satan. We're not going to let Satan, you know, make us afraid like, oh, what are we going to do? Oh, running, you know, and everything. If we run, why is we going to go to?
So you might
as well just stand still in the word on his solid rock.
Amen.
That's our weapon.
Amen.
That word.
Amen.
And that word can bring down Satan, and Satan will be defeated when we use that word on Satan. So I'm not worried because I know the God that I serve. I know he's an awesome God. I know he's a powerful God. So I just want to bring that to, you know, the congregation tonight. Amen.
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 We are warriors.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And, you know, tonight is that night I just say these words. I done got excited my own self. But I said it much. I thank God for Charles. Charles done stepped in and stepped out. He's doing some things, but I understand where he's coming from. I talked to him, and we prayed together, and I said this with love in my heart. God, he is my brother. He is my brother. I got his 60, and he got my 60. In military talk, that means I got his back, and he got my back.
Amen.
We can understand. When we got our backs, if somebody got your back, you got their back. And see, what God has sent a word down to us tonight, regardless of this disease that's come to America, but he told us, when we take the word, he says, the weapons that have been formed against the body of Christ shall not prosper.
Not prosper. Amen.
Shall not even come near us. Shall not even come close to us. Because we are who we say we are, and we say who we are, and we do what we are. We're God's property.
Amen.
We are full of the Holy Ghost. And we are full of the Holy Ghost. And like what that one sister was saying earlier, I know this much. And she said, God is in charge through us, but through his son, Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
The more we know what's going on in America, and I tell everybody, it looks bad, but to us who believe it don't look bad. Man, it looks good.
Amen.
But we got to make sure that we let the devil know who he's up against. And some people, as it was said earlier, some people know what kind of God they serve.
Amen.
Some people know
they go in,
but I would say it with much love. When you take note of what God has said, He said these words, I am the Son of God. When he questioned, who do you say I am? One said, we heard this word. But tell me, who do you say I am?
Amen.
I know you're the Son of the, ooh, Jesus. I know you're the Son of the living God. The Son.
Amen.
The Son of the living God. He identified and he said, flesh and blood did not tell that to you. It had to be from the Father.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
And when we take note of what's going on in America, and I say this much, I'm praying for those behind the bars in prison, those who are coming out of prison, those who are still in prison, for the unborn child, we pray the prayers of righteousness, of sanctification, of love. And one thing I want to just pass along, and I'm going to ask anybody else got something to say? We got time. Anybody
yes.
else?
I know we got about 10 minutes left, but I have my aunt here who's a warrior. She just got out the hospital, and she is a true warrior of God. And I just want to let her give y'all a few words, if you don't mind.
No.
Amen.
Go ahead and speak. Go ahead.
I'm giving all praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I've just been overwhelmed. I've been in and out of hospitals, nursing facilities, rehabilitation, but I prayed and I asked the Lord to deliver me. And I prayed believing that God would do exactly what he said he would do.
That's right.
God says in his word, he says, that by my stripes you're healed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And then he also reminded me that I am God. And I'll never leave you or forsake you.
Hallelujah.
And I know that there's a blessing with my name on it. I'm back in my house now. It's not easy, but I'm moving forward because God says, I am God. Just be still. Be still. And then you said something earlier about standing on the promises of God. And if we believe that Bible from Genesis to Revelation, God has already told us what he was going to do for us.
Amen.
And I believe it. I claim it.
Amen.
And I do know that there's no weapon that's formed against me is going to prevail. Can't happen.
Amen.
God said it.
Thank you, sister. Thank you for the message.
I just ask y'all to continue. The key to lift me up in prayer because I know God's got great things in store for me. This is not the end. This is just the stumbling block. And you know, it says, Lord, don't move the mountain. Just give me the strength to climb it.
Amen.
He promised that he would.
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you. And thank you.
Well, amen. Before she jumps out, What's her name?
This is Catherine Thompson. This is my aunt.
Okay, Catherine,
yes,
tonight we're going to do this with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, while we're on the worldwide radio station, we want to lift up your name of her before you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not only her, but everyone that's going through the same thing she's doing. But Father, you said in your word, I spoke it, I done it, it's completed.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for what she said tonight, having the faith of God. Have the faith of God move mountains. Have the faith of God move mountains. And as we have come tonight, not only her, but everyone on the line with us tonight, somebody far and near for us tonight, we're crying out, Hallelujah. No matter what they say, we don't care what the Republicans, the Democrats, all three houses, and we don't care because we know what God said. I am God, and besides me, there is no other God.
No other God.
Hallelujah.
Don't be fooled by what you heard Lucifer say. But Father, tonight I want to take the time to thank you for my brother, Charles, and what you've done for him through him. I want to thank you for Mother Bobby. I want to thank you, everybody on the line, Father. And Father, we extend the time because we're having fellowship. This is called fellowship. Now,
thank
the whole
you,
world is hearing us. You got somebody living in California hearing you right now. You got somebody living in New York hearing you right now. You got somebody living in anywhere in the States, they can hear you right now. And I always tell everybody, we got the word. We're not, as they say, we're not shucking and jiving. We're casting out the demons. We're casting out the demons. And we're declaring the word of God. And the word of God says, speak, and it shall be done. Speak, and it shall be done. And I know when I heard this, when I heard my sister come on the line, I thank God for her. I thank God for some men in the background is listening. That God will bless you. That you be elevated to a point where you say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No, I'm not.
Hallelujah.
If you withdraw yourself from me, why shall I go?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Looking unto Jesus, put the heart and the flesh of our faith. And you know what? As the word says, fill me. Fill me. Time by time. And when God does that, he does it consistently. And I want to take because right now, KSK Radio Station got a TV station now. KSK Radio Station got a blog talk radio. KSK has this. We have moved up to the thing. Because when last seen, we was headed to the mountaintop. Here we are right now. We're going live in the month of March on the latter part. Hallelujah. On the 27th.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're going to have everything that God promised. Somebody said, Jesus, why didn't you tell me about it? Because you never got invited. You was invited, but you wouldn't answer the door. See, when God rings the doorbell, you go, who you answering? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I lay my hands on the station right now. The blessings of Abraham. I put this morning, Father. Right now.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? We got 30 minutes left on the line. I extended. Anybody else got something want to say?
Yes,
ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, we
listen. Yes, this is Mother McKenzie. Like I said, I enjoyed the word. It was awesome tonight. And there is no temptation that we cannot overcome.
Amen.
All we have to do is trust, believe in him, and he'll see us through. We just have to just continue to be in him, continue to trust him, and leave it all up to him. You know, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So if he's there, that's all we need.
We just
have to keep our faith and keep our faith in him and keep looking up to him, which coming to our help. Our help comes from him. And as long as we know that, everything will be all right. Thank you, and God bless y'all.
Amen.
God bless
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Well, we got the time. The time is allocated to what God wants done. Can you speak to the nation? Speak to the nation.
Amen. You know, I just want to thank God for tonight and thank God for Charles coming on, giving us the message. Thank everybody for coming on the radio tonight. It's just truly been a blessing and encouraging. Every word has been encouraging. And I just wanted to allow y'all to hear my Aunt Catherine Thompson's message because she's she's been in the hospital since September and just now getting out. But God has truly worked a miracle on her. And so I just wanted her to speak through her faith and all of us as a family, our faith and prayer. God has truly, truly been good, and he has healed her. Amen. And then my mother went in, and she's in the hospital. But God is, I mean, he's working miracles even as we speak, and we stand on his word. By his stripes, I say, I'm not going to get off of it. By his stripes, we are healed. Whatever area we need to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just give God the glory for that. And I say, thank everybody that came on the line tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We just thank everybody. Now, one other thing, if anybody else who's on the line got something they want to say, we're speaking to the nation right now. Anybody got something they want to say? You got somebody in California? You give them the phone number, we're on the line, they come in and be a part of what we're doing. Why am I saying this? We're trying to reach the unreached and tell the untold. Jesus Christ is on his way back. He's here already, Holy Spirit. What are you doing for us? He said, my soldiers rise up and march. And we are marching by the word, by the drum beat. I'm in love. 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 I'm in love with the word of God. With the word of God. And the more you get in love with the word of God, the more the devil's going to say, we got to set that one mouth up. With all we
you're
going to
have to.
And I want to ask somebody. Does it, Mother Bobby, you play us a song, one or two songs while we're on the line? Mother Bobby, is you on the line? Anybody got a song they want to play us? Amen. Amen. But I want to say this here. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, he is God all by himself. And the more we look into him throughout the year, the more I cry out to him, the more he hears my voice, the more I say I love him, the more he shows his love. The one thing I would say, because you said when we sing the psalmist, they began to sing him the word of God. And the more they sung the word of God, the more God rejoicing. And the more we rejoice in the word of God, the more we praise him, the more we love him, the more we adore him, the more we magnify him, the more he walks through us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, he's God himself,
and then he's
and,
got him to come in.
And we praise his holy name. Yes, yes.
Well, we got my aunt here. She'll sing us a verse.
All right, then go ahead, sing it, sister. Sing it.
Amen.
Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms I feel protected. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank her for that. Even though she has her oxygen on, she's still giving us a song from God. from our heart, and we thank God for it. It's just truly a blessing. Even in your trials and tribulations, when you can still praise God, it's truly a blessing when you're going through and can give him a praise.
Amen.
And like Paul and Silas in the prison, singing to God. And when you're going through your medical situation, you're singing to God. That's truly a blessing. That's some faith. That's some faith.
Yes.
As a mustard
yes.
seed. Amen?
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because you're holding on to his unchanging hand.
Amen.
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 Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
Good.
I want to tell this with you.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, I want to play this in the, for somebody on the line. I got this that I want to play. Amen. Amen.
What did
Amen.
You say?
Amen. Let me see if I get a
statement. What did you say, Pastor?
I'm going to play Take Me to the King. Take Me to the King. I'm still learning how to sing. I'm still learning how to play it. Take Me to the King.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's see. Let's go and jump. Here we go right in the sea. Let's see. Amen.
Amen.
See, the more you operate this thing, the better you're gonna you know how to do with it. Amen. Skip the music.
Amen. All right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I say that if I just come to understand what God is doing, it teaches me how to be patient, teaches me how to say, okay, God, let's do it. Amen.
Amen. We all learn.
Tonight has been a great night for some of us who've been on the line with us. and we got about 8 minutes, and I'm going to try to do this here. If I can, I'm going to still press my way in, because I know God will let me find this and what to do with it. And sometimes the more we come
okay,
in.
Okay, well, I've got it over here. I got it over here already, so.
Okay,
amen.
Well, good night,
Mother. Amen.
Yeah, take me good, Mother Bobby.
Amen.
Amen. Take me to the King. Amen. 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 God is so good. And mercy endures forever. Amen.
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 Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is all of Jesus. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Who feels I'm
proud.
Our things are new. I'm trying to save, but where are you? I'm all church bound, heard and unmoved. I can't say who I'm left to you. Trust is all you. No strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I cry, but still my soul,
yeah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.